developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. If we have escaped the pollutions that are in the world and we go back to it and get tangled up again, the last state is going to be worse. It's harder to get out and to be free again. Give me 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. It's not riches that are going to protect us in these last days. It's not riches, it's not wealth, even though God is going to make some people wealthy, even in this last day. But in verse 17 of 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Word of God says, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Amen? We're laying up right now treasures against the times that are coming upon the face of the earth. And it's not in dollar bills. Earn. Nothing wrong with having a lot of dollars. A lot of hundred, a lot of thousand, whatever. It's not bad or wrong. But that's not, your hope is not in riches. God will give you riches, but your hope is in Christ. Keep the main thing the main thing. That's the main thing to do. Keep the main thing the main thing. God will add to you everything that is part of your destiny. Amen. So it's real important that we understand these things. Now, Matthew chapter 25, starting at verse 1. The Lord says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Took their lamps, but took no oil. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. They had no oil. Now, I want to emphasize something to you here. They had no oil for their lamp. Their lamp was burning, but they ran out of oil. Sad and tragic today, many who are called by his name have run out of oil. But see, what's more tragic is that this oil is, number one, costly. You cannot get the oil just overnight. See, the oil is a grace. that has to be worked into your life. In other words, there's no time to waste. There's no time to sleep and slumber. But while they slept, the Bible says, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead. And Christ shall give you light. See, grace has to be worked into your life. You don't just get grace. Lord, give me grace. Okay, now I got grace. No, grace has to be worked into your life. Grace takes some time. Grace takes some trial. Grace takes some tribulation. Grace takes some effort. Grace takes some disappointment. Grace is a journey. Amen. You don't just get it. Give me patience and give it to me now. It ain't happening. So those that are wasting their lives right now, still living carnal lifestyles, still living by the natural man, still being intimidated, provoked, oppressed by all the things that are in the world, rather than living by the rule of the law of the word of God. For we are born again of an incorruptible seed, and we are governed by the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. If that is you, then you have been made free from another law, that law of sin and death. But see, a dog who allows that nature, saints are allowing that lower nature to govern them, and they're going back to the throw up. They're going back to wallowing in the mire, going back to old habits, old lifestyles. And see, you're lacking grace now. Amen. I say you're lacking grace. You might have a little light, this little light of mine, but you're lacking the grace. You're lacking the oil to keep it burning. Because the king is going to come at an hour when you think not. Something's going to happen at midnight. And there's going to be a cry. The bridegroom is here. And there are going to be many saying, wait a minute. I need oil. I ain't got oil. Then they're going to come to you and say, give me some of your. No, you got enough oil just for you. I'm sorry. I'm trying to give you oil now. But when that day comes, I got enough oil just to get in myself. You got enough oil just to go forward yourself. You need to stop all that fussing at home. All that strife and contention at home. All that evil at home. Behind closed doors and then acting like a saint of God. Oh, I hear the Holy Ghost talking to you. Acting like a devil on your job. And come to church acting like a saint. No, you're gonna lack oil. Bad attitude, always accusing God, playing around, acting like you don't know any better. You're going to lack some oil. See, now's the time to get the oil. You know, a high priest could not go into the Holy of Holies without the anointing oil. If he did, the presence of God would kill him. And it's not that God was out to kill him. It was his fault. You got to be a certain way to get in the presence of God. Amen. And you don't have the oil. See, that oil had five ingredients. But it could only be gathered in the wilderness. You couldn't find the ingredients in a big group of people. Everybody praises. Everybody claps. You find that oil, you find those ingredients when you're alone going through your trial. You find it in the wilderness. That's where the grace comes in. That's where the oil comes in. And here you've been squandering your life, playing with God, knowing what God wants you to do, but you won't do it. Somewhere God's going to disrupt your success. I said, somewhere God's going to disrupt your life. We can't make excuses because God hasn't changed. The fires are to purify you. I said the fires of trial are to purify you, not stop you and turn you around. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials that are to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rather rejoice that you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you'll be standing there right with him. You need oil for your lamp. You're running dry. That's why your attitude is bad. That's why your body's breaking down. That's why your relationship's going south. You lack the oil that you once had. But it's time to oil yourself up again. I say it's time to oil yourself up again. That's why the devil's all in your head. Restless. Back in Roman and Greco times, restless spent months oiling themselves. Oiling themselves. You ever had a deep massage? You ever had a deep massage? You'd be telling, whoa, wait. Whoa. They're going deep into the muscles. Where they would oil themselves up for months. Because when they got into the ring, it wasn't for just a little doily to go on top of the head. Oftentimes it meant life or death. You lose, you die. They oiled themselves up so that when they got in the ring against the other one, they were slippery. See, the devil be trying to get you. But if you oiled yourself, if you got oil, come on, tell somebody, I'm slippery when I'm wet. When I got oil on me, I'm slippery. You can't grab on me. Amen. You can't hold me because I'm too slippery for you. Amen. You might stand in my way, but then I'll bind you up. I command you to loose your hope. But when he try to grab you, you're slippery. The oil, tell somebody, you need oil in your lamp. Somebody's little flame is flickering right now. Flickering, about to go out. But I'm here to tell you, God would not quench. God won't quench that. God will fan it. If you'll just submit yourself to him, if you'll just say yes to the Lord, if you'll just stop running from him, if you'll just stop ducking and dodging, if you'll just lay down your sin, if you'll just repent of your wicked ways, turn from your wicked ways, God will fan that little flame and get it going again. Hallelujah. A bruised reed, he won't break it. He's a healer. He came to heal and deliver and set the captive free. Esther spent months too oiling up because she knows she was going to see a king. All the other women took all kind of stuff. Jewelry. All kind of, I'm going to say, hats and makeup and all that. But when Esther went, she said, no, I don't need anything. All I needed was the oil. All she had to have was the oil. You could probably smell them coming from a long way off. Mm-hmm. She didn't need a whole lot of other stuff. Tell somebody, all you need is oil. The world trying to tell you, you need this, you need that. The world is confused. I said, the world is totally confused. And a lot of it is lies on purpose to promote fear, for control. Tell somebody, all I need is oil. I dare you to stay in God's presence. I say, I dare you to stay in God's presence till you find the joy of the Lord is your strength, till you find peace, till you feel a heart of love, till you can forgive your enemies, till you can see the vision clearly again.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthy and Associates, financial and estate planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.